And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 30th of September, 2015. It was on this day in 1847, a U.S. Senator from Vermont, George Perkins Marsh, delivered an address to the Agricultural Society of Rutland County and became, it is believed, the first person to publicly raise the issue of man-made climate change. In his speech, Senator Marsh said, "It is certain that climate itself has in many instances been gradually changed and ameliorated or deteriorated by human action, the draining of swamps, the clearing of forests, perceptibly affect the evaporation from the earth." He went on to write a book about it, in which he said man is everywhere a disturbing agent. Wherever he plants his foot, the harmonies of nature are turned to discord. It's the birthday of Truman Capote, born New Orleans, 1924, who, when he was just 24, came out with his first novel, Other Voices, Other Rooms. Truman Capote, who said, "Writing has laws of perspective, of light and shade, just as painting does. If you're born knowing them, fine. If not, learn them. Then rearrange the rules to suit yourself." It's the birthday of the poet W.S. Merwin, born New York City, 1927, went off to Princeton, went off to travel in Europe. He met Robert Graves, the poet, and T.S. Eliot. He translated the poems of Pablo Neruda, and eventually moved to Hawaii and set about restoring a former pineapple plantation on Maui to its original rainforest state, planting palm trees. W.S. Merwin, who said, "I think there's a kind of desperate hope built into poetry now that one really wants hopelessly to save the world. One is trying to say everything that can be said for the things that one loves while there's still time." Merwin said, "I found that the best thing for me is to insist that some part of the day, and for me it's the morning until about 2 p.m, be dedicated to writing. You have to make exceptions, of course, but you just stick to it, and then it becomes a habit, and I think it's a valuable one. If you're waiting for lightning to strike a stump, you're going to sit there for the rest of your life." Here's a poem for today by Philip Booth, a poem entitled "Talk About Walking." "Where am I going? I'm going out, out for a walk. I don't know where, except outside. Outside, argument, out beyond wallpapered walls, outside, wherever it is, where nobody ever imagines, beyond where computers circumvent emotion, where somebody shorted specs for rivets for airframes on today's flights. I'm taking off on my own 2 feet. I'm going to clear my head to watch mare's tails instead of TV, to listen to trees and silence, to see if I can still breathe. I'm going to be alone with myself, to feel how it feels to embrace what my feet tell my head, what wind says in my good ear. I mean to let myself be embraced, to let go feeling so centripetally old. Do I know where I'm going? I don't. How long or far? I have no idea. No map. I said I was going to take a walk. When I'll be back, I'm not going to say." Talk About Walking by Philip Booth from Lifeline Selected Poems, published by Viking, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.